One of the major issues emboldening criminals in the country is the perceived lack of investigation that comes about after a crime has been committed. Because criminals have a tendency to believe that if you commit crime in Ghana, you are left off the hook, you are not held accountable, and so they can continue doing whatever they can. CCTV cameras have been tried and tested and worked in London, not just deters, but to a very large extent aids in investigations. Because usually these criminals come with some sort of a getaway vehicle, either a motorbike or a car. And at least the general public can give you some on-the-surface information as to what type of vehicle they came with and which route they used to escape. And when you have CCTV cameras dotted all across, you'll be able to at least capture images of these criminals, and it will help tremendously. And usually when you have CCTV cameras installed within a facility, you have an inscription, CCTV camera in operation here. It is not for the fun of it, but to serve as a deterrent. So for me, it is a fair step towards managing the security of the nation. But let me state emphatically that it is not constricted to just the CCTV cameras. Other issues regarding security in the country, apart from the fact that they have to be given some logistics to do their work.
The CCTV cameras, how long can they record and even keep information for it to be retrieved by the police?
We have different types of recording capabilities. We have some that comes with hard disk, 1 terabyte, 2 terabytes, 4 terabytes, 6 terabytes, 8 terabytes. I even understand there's 20 terabytes. That can keep information for a very long time. After a particular period of time, you back up the information into a central server, which can keep thousands of terabytes of data. On the other hand, we have cloud services.
Mr. Sani also called for a decentralization of police structure to enable officers take timely and effective decisions aimed at combating crime.
And let me also state that one of the major issues we're facing is the command structure. It's so centralized. Let us train our police service personnel in a manner that they would be able to make certain critical decisions when they are on the phones or when they are on special operations without recourse necessarily to the top, which has always been the case. I mean, it makes process bureaucratic, and for a policeman fires, I mean, he doesn't have to seek the permission from the top. These are some of the fundamental issues we should be looking at dealing with the state of crime in the country. We should also look at the recruitment and training regime, especially within the police service. Do we need background when we are recruiting? How are we able to tell if potential recruits are coming on board for the love of the police or for the honor to defend and to protect, or rather because of the lack of jobs? They just need jobs. When do we pick them in? Do we train them adequately in line with modern crime-fighting techniques? Now we're dealing with issues of terrorism. Are we able to train them on how to relate with the people to get their buy-in or to engender their support? All of this should be taken into consideration.
That was security analyst Adib Sani.